hello again. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 81 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for joining me. This episode is going to be about abortion. And so now I'm going to be honest with you. Abortion is not a big issue for me. It's not one of those issues that really motivates me. Honestly, I think abortion isn't that important of an issue because nobody cares how many abortions they can get if they don't have a job, if they don't have any money, if they feel like they're going to get murdered walking down the street, if the economy is collapsing all around them. So, you know, and I think that this is why I kind of focus on economics, you know, because to me, I think everything is about economics. And abortion is sort of a symptom. The importance of abortion, I think, has become a kind of a symptom of a more underlying societal rot, you know, civilizational crumbling all around us. That's why abortion is, and I think it's also just a way for the Democrats to win elections, and because they're just a disaster on the economy, and so this is just one way that they can sort of brainwash people into thinking that they're on their side. Well, I'm on your side, and even though they everything they do basically destroys the economy and destroys your life, and but they want you to know that you can get all the abortions you want, and you know, so I think they just use it as a. And the media, of course, uses it as a wedge issue. And it's become kind of a weird religion, I think, for the Democrats. The highest purpose a woman could ever possibly achieve is to have an abortion, to a Democrat. So it's pretty sick. But I also think it's important for us as Republicans to be able to fight back against these Democrats when they try to say that people like Ron DeSantis. I mean, I'm doing this episode with Ron DeSantis in mind because DeSantis and the Republicans in Florida, they're mercilessly being attacked by the Democrats for their 15-week abortion ban. Oh my God, they're banned. They're it's so strict. It's horrible. It's unbelievable. These people are religious fanatics. They're right-wing crazies. And what I love to do is then show them some facts about Ireland actually has a 12-week limit on abortions. Denmark. Oh, Democrats love Denmark. 12-week abortion ban. So Florida, Ron DeSantis's Florida, is more liberal than Denmark. Oh my God. Liberals love Denmark. Liberals love Italy. 13 week. Germany, 12 weeks. France, 14 weeks. Spain, 14 weeks. Portugal, 10 weeks with a 3-day waiting period. Oh, Democrats love Europe. Why can't we be more like Europe? We need to be more enlightened and smart and wonderful and liberal like the Europeans. Oh, well, actually, they have stricter abortion laws than Ron DeSantis in Florida. Ron DeSantis is more liberal than pretty much all of Europe. They hate that. Democrats hate that. Their head explodes. And they just, oh, they get so mad. It's great. It's really fun. It's fun. Poland, completely illegal. Now, a lot of these countries they all really have exceptions for life of the mother or rape, incest, or if the fetus is not viable. You know, if the fetus is not going to be born alive or it's got a very low risk of, or low percent, a low chance of surviving birth, then you know. So there are a lot of exceptions with all these rules. But it's the same thing in the United States. But look at the United States. You know, okay, you've got 15 weeks in Florida. You got Virginia has a 25-week ban. Now, New York, The state of New York, liberal New York, has 24 weeks. So it's actually stricter than Virginia. So now California has a viability law that is really more like 24, 25 weeks. Generally, viability means third trimester. Generally, I think most people, most scientists, most doctors agree that a baby is viable outside the womb. Basically, that means that a baby can survive outside the womb about 24 weeks. That's why third trimester abortions are pretty much outlawed all over the world. Pretty much the whole world, even like Australia, New Zealand, third trimester abortions are illegal. Now, there are exceptions. Life of the mother and that kind of stuff. But Japan, South Korea, Japan is 22 weeks. South Korea, 24 weeks. Thailand, 12 weeks. India, 24 weeks. So pretty much the entire world bans abortions after the third trimester. So who are the extremists here? Democrats want abortion to be legal through the third trimester. So Democrats are the extremists. Democrats are more extreme than any place in the world, pretty much, other than Canada. Canada, I think, is legal through the third trimester. But today's Democrats are extremists. They're radical nut jobs when it comes to abortion. And if you compare it to all these other countries that Democrats love all these other countries. They're never happier than when they're on vacation in some foreign country, sitting at a French outdoor cafe, and the one thing about Democrats is that they don't really know much about these other countries, because Democrats go to these other countries on vacation. So they don't really know the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts of the daily life in these countries. A lot of it is because of healthcare too. They just think of the same thing with healthcare. I mean, Democrats generally think that everybody in the whole world gets free healthcare. But they don't really understand how those systems work and how they vary and how they have problems all around the world. But that's another issue. I'll just throw in there, India, 24 weeks too, 24 weeks. So now countries like Egypt, Poland, Chile, Brazil have complete bans on abortion. Of course, there are exceptions, life of the mother, rape, that kind of stuff. So now you can, after having said all that, So look at a guy like Ron DeSantis, and the Republicans in Florida can really come back against the when the Democrats attack them. You're an extremist. Well, the Republicans and Ron DeSantis can come back with these numbers. Oh, actually, our policy is more lenient, more liberal than Ireland, Denmark, Italy, Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Argentina, Thailand. Russia, and that of course makes Democrats' heads explode, and it just defuses them. It shoots their argument down in a second. And Republicans really need to get these numbers in their head, remember these numbers. But when you look at a state like Texas, Texas did a 6-week ban. Now that's more extreme than any of these other countries. Pretty much any country in the world other than the countries that ban it outright, countries like Brazil and Chile and Egypt and Poland, where abortion is completely banned, and there's a lot of countries where abortion is completely banned. So they're still, Texas is more liberal, more open than those countries where abortion is completely banned, but the Republicans in Texas have opened themselves up to attack, because a lot of people from on the left, obviously, I get it. Democrats are never going to vote for Republicans. Democrats are never going to, the real hardcore leftist Democrats, they're never going to vote Republican. So don't compromise with them. Don't try to make them happy. Screw them. Make them sad. Make sure they're sad. Make them as sad as possible. I don't want to live in a world where Democrats are happy. That'd be a terrible world. So, but there's a lot of people in the middle who can be swayed by these arguments. So the Republicans in Texas have opened themselves up to attack by the people in the middle. And some of those people in the middle might get sucked into voting for the Democrats, communists, because of this six-week ban. So I don't think it's strategically, I don't think it's a good idea to go much to I think it's fine, perfectly fine, perfectly great what they did in Florida. 15 weeks is pretty, I think that's pretty reasonable. I think it's a pretty reasonable compromise. But when you go down below that, now you're getting to the point where you're open to attack, because now the Democrats can say, look, the Republicans in Texas are more extreme than all these countries in Europe. And that's it's a valid line of attack. So don't open yourselves up to a valid line of attack like that. You know, because ultimately we do need people from the middle. We do need to get people from the middle. And I know that even though abortion is really kind of, I think the abortion, a lot more people in the middle are turning their back on abortion. I think the Democrats are really, you know, the Democrats really have set themselves up as the extremists on this whole idea of abortion up until the moment of birth. It really is disgusting. But you know, it's always a good idea to sort of keep in mind how people are going to attack you, and think about what is your comeback going to be? What's your defense going to be? So the Republicans have a great defense right here. Boom. It's right here on black and white. All these countries that have stricter rules than Florida has. And that's a great comeback. It's a great comeback. Because the Democrats have nowhere to go. You leave them nowhere to go. Because the Democrats, what are they going to say? Well, we think it should be even more legal. You know, up until the day of birth, it should be. You know, the Democrats have nowhere to go. They have to shut up, or they come off as the extremists. So they can't attack Ron DeSantis on the abortion issue. They can't do it. And if they do, they open themselves up to this great counterattack. So, all right, that's it. That's my little strategy session there on abortion for Republicans. all right, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and share it with everybody. And I will see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.